The versatility of, there's a great moment where you're in studio and you're singing mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. You're obviously on stage, the different stages.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the versatility of AU, but also, I mean, that's what made Patsy epic and legendary, was she was the first one to do it all and sing everywhere. But you get that versatility even on stage with the different ways of singing. Like, I love when you rehearse in Tootsies, that
mm-hmm.
blew
mm-hmm.
me away. I was like, that's perfect mm-hmm. scene mm-hmm. for this. And it was special to feel that you were part of it. What's it like on your end being able to jump from that? And you're not stuck just singing in front of the microphone all the time. It seems like you're all over.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I love about the way this show was put together. Dean Reagan did a beautiful job with that, because the idea that you get to hear Walking After Midnight, not performed for yeah. a big audience, but in the studio, literally after she and her producer Owen Bradley were having, and this is true, they argued quite a bit about that song because she didn't like it. She thought it was too pop. He was trying to push her into the pop, you know, more mainstream market. And she wanted to, she just wanted to yodel everything. She was a country girl. And she didn't think it was going to be any kind of a hit. And she just, And of course, he pushed her. And that was her first biggest hit. And then the idea of getting to do it and taking the phrasing and everything of hers, And putting myself in the mindset of, she's doing that in the studio. She's finding those phrases for the first time.
Mm.
They did 9 takes, but this is the one that works. So for the first time, she's putting all of that together as a singer. And that's what goes out to the public. That's what gets released. And that's the way everybody hears it. And from that point on, that's the way everybody wants to hear it.
Mm.
So it's, and then get, like you said, getting to the idea that she sits and jams with the guys at Tootsie's, which they all did. Mm. All the Opry, you can't tell, I've done a lot of research. All the Opry singers would go over to Tootsie's afterwards. Have you been to Nashville and
yeah,
been to Tootsie's?
Yeah.
They'd all walk around that corner to Tootsie's and sit around and have a few beers and still sing and still play, because, you know, it's not just work for us. It's that passion.
Mm.
You don't stop. I've been in shows where after the show, people, you know, you get together and go to a party at somebody's house and you still keep singing and the musicians keep playing, and it's like, bricklayers don't do that.
Yeah.